Samantha left for Amsterdam to meet with Jean-Michel in the lobby of the Grand Hotel. The traffic was in such a jam the night before Noel, and her luggage never came off the carousel. She never thought what a fool I am. She couldn't break the spell. Anyway, she had nothing left to sell. Jean-Michel was a businessman. His wife was called Raquel, but she always wore Coco Chanel. They both took cocaine by the gram. They lost all sense of smell, and they drank a lot of Muscatel. By the time he met with Sam, that marriage was a sham. They were in their own private hell. Samantha ran into the Grand. She rang the little bell. 3 a.m. They didn't have a lot of personnel. And she asked them, have you seen this man? The concierge said, well, from that photo it's a little hard to tell. But the chambermaid said, why, madame, or is that mademoiselle? Him and his wife, the regular clientele. He'd said his marriage was a sham. Samantha gave a yell, and she sat down in a telephone corral. And as his number rang and rang, she felt the anger swell. It was a feeling that she never could dispel. She put the phone down with a slam, and out the door she fell, down the steps into the cold river and stairs. Samantha hardly ever swam. Her phone rang, her death knell. She knew in heaven she was gonna dwell. And she cursed that double-dealing man for a low-down infidel. It was the last breath she ever would expel. But the police found him on the line, just outside Coquille, on the French side of the Channel Tunnel. So if you're in the Netherlands to look up Jean-Michel, he'll be in a padded cell. They'll try to make you understand Sam was a Jezebel that didn't know the meaning of farewell. He'll tell you from behind his hands, a ghost, a sentinel, waiting for him every time that he walks in, for a scotch and a Sam again, saying, qu'est-ce que tu t'appelles, like some snow-white pimpernel.